Our Bible reading for this morning is from Luke chapter 1, verse 46 to 55. Then continue from Luke 2, 8 to 15. It's at page 1589. Luke 1, 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their throne, but he has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Chapter 2, verse 8 to 15. "And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.'" Thanks be to God.
Now, parents, I'm sure you would rather have your kids jump up and down on your lap, but if I can have them in front, then I'm going to focus today on talking to them as well. So if they can come and join me in front, it'll be great. Good morning, kids. Did you guys stay up very late last night? Yeah, I can hear that. You did not? Okay, let me hear whether you are awake. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Yeah, that sounds a bit better. I want to talk to you about singing and songs today. You know, at Christmas time, it's all about, well, we have a lot of decorations up and Santa and presents, but it's about singing as well. There's a lot of carols that you would hear in the shops and on the TV and in the church. So I'm going to talk about those just briefly. So what is your favorite Christmas carol? Libby. Hark the herald angels sing. Yeah, that's a good one. Who has another favourite Christmas carol? Can you sing that to us, Tali? Can't? Yes? And how does that go? Oh, yeah, I know that one. Yeah, that's quite a good one. I've told this to some of you at church, but some of you who haven't been here for a while or haven't been here before might not know, but my favorite one we sang just before we had the Bible reading. It's about Noel, 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 because it spells Leon backwards. So when I was young, I thought, it's the perfect Christmas song. It sings Noel, Noel. And I thought, just, yeah, Leon, Leon, Leon. It was such a good Christmas song. When we're happy, we like singing, don't we? And often, just as Ryan did as well, it's just something we kind of go, we know the tune and we sing something and we even make songs up perhaps. And you know what? When we listen to what was read in the Bible today, they sang a lot when Christ was born too. In Luke tells about four very well-known, fabulous songs that people sang when Christ was born. The angels sang a song called Gloria. Simeon sang a song when he saw the little baby Jesus for the first time. Zechariah sang a song because of the birth of John the Baptist. And also Mary sang a song as well. And that song is actually called the Magnificat. And it's from the word magnify, to make great the Lord. So she's singing this song to make God great for the birth of this little boy. So I want to talk to you about that briefly. So what happened was this. Mary, an angel came to Mary and told her that she was going to have a baby. And she was so happy that she wanted to share that with her family. So she went to a cousin of hers called Elizabeth. And when she got there, Elizabeth was pregnant as well. But Elizabeth was an old granny. So it was so strange that she was pregnant. But God was great and God blessed her to become a mother even at a very old age. And here comes Mary, a very young lady, and she's going to have a baby too. And when these two come together, oh, it's just joy in their hearts. And Mary wants to sing. So we find this song in the Bible of what Mary was singing. Now, she was singing because of a couple of reasons. And I just want to mention three to you today. She was singing because, first of all, she wanted to praise God and glorify Him, as the song says. She wanted to tell God, God, you are almighty. You're able to do anything. Look at this. Here's a cousin of mine who's like 170 years old, and she's going to have a baby. And here am I. I'm a young little lady. I'm just almost a teenager, and I'm going to have a baby as well. And God, you're so good to give us this, because you are almighty. You're able to do anything. Doesn't it just want to make you sing as well when you realize that God can do anything? Have you guys seen Cat in the Hat? Yeah. Can you do anything? Anything? Yeah, anything? That's how God is. He can do anything. And that wants us to sing to make God great. The second thing Mary remembered that wanted to make us sing was the fact that God thought of her. She was just a humble person. She was a nobody. And yet God chose her to become the mother of Jesus. And she just remembered and thought, well, you know what? In God's eyes, we're all equal. No one's more important. Do you guys know important people? Who's an important person? Yeah, we are. What other important people do you know? Well-known people, famous people. Do you guys know the Queen of England? Yeah, you've heard of her? Yeah. And do you guys know who the Prime Minister of Australia is? Malcolm Turnbull. Yes. Yes. So we all know who he is. And your parents, do you think they are important? Yeah, you don't always show it, but you should think that, yeah. And you know what God says, or in what Mary is singing, she's saying, none of us are more important than anyone else before God. You guys, and remember this, Kevin and Sonia, remember this, you guys are just as important to God as your parents, or even the Queen, or the pastor of a church. No one is more important to God than you. God loves you in the same way as he does even the Queen or anyone that we think might be so important. And Mary sings this song saying, God, thank you so much for thinking of me, because I know that you think of us all the same way. That leads you to want to sing a song as well. She also sings a song and says, God, thank you for remembering your promises. You promised a Savior, and now this is going to become true. So all these things go through her mind, and it comes to her heart, and she just wants to sing. You know that feeling, just wanting to sing the whole time? Yeah. So I thought, you guys can quickly help me, and we can quickly think of a song. Are we going to make a song? It's very easy. You just say what's in your heart and what's in your mind. So what are we celebrating today? Christmas. Yeah, so we can make a song about Christmas. What happens at Christmas? What are we celebrating at Christmas?
Jesus.
The birth of Jesus. So we could actually sing, Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Jesus, happy birthday to you. That's a song we could be singing. Yeah, and I think that would be just great to sing that. You know what, that's one of my favorite songs as well, Happy Birthday. I've never seen anyone sing Happy Birthday with a frowny face. Happy birthday. You don't do that. You're always friendly when you sing Happy Birthday. And when it's Christmas, I think we sing these joyful songs as well. So we could sing something like this today. I am so happy. I want to sing. It's Jesus' birthday. He's my King. Or you can even rap that if you're like a real modern person. You need a beat. And you can sing, I am so happy. You need to sing with me. Okay. I am so happy. I want to sing. It's Jesus' birthday. He's my King. Peace. What I want you guys to do today is remember that it's Jesus' birthday. When you hear carols, when you hear singing, just feel that joy of singing to the glory of God as Mary did. Gonna do that? Great. Let's pray and praise God together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name. We praise you, Lord, as our King. Lord God, I am so happy. I want to sing. It's Jesus' birthday. And he's the King. What a great song to be able to sing today. Amen. And how about you guys stay here, because you're going to help me soon with something else. But we are going to listen to the choir sing once more. Okay? Let's have the choir sing, and then you can help me with something else.
And now, the second anthem.
And it's also very new. It has been written only 1 year ago. And when Jerome Williams, based in the States, wrote early on A Winter's Morn, and this anthem has become very successful, extremely successful, and it has even been performed at Carnegie Hall in New York City last year during last Christmas. Jerome Williams was composer and teacher, selected as the North Carolina Teacher of the Year, and he also received an award from the American Choral Directors Association. He is now based in North Carolina, and he is a choral conductor in a Methodist church there.
Thank you for that, choir. Now, boys and girls, you're going to help us distribute some Christmas joy to the people out there. Today, you're all getting a gift from Macquarie Chapel, and it's priceless because it's been handmade by these two hands, and those two hands helped as well, and some other hands as well. But they're priceless, so you can actually save them, you can frame them, you can hang them on your tree, you can hang them on your front door, you can keep them as a bookmark, or you can give them to someone else. And there's actually a Bible verse on it as well, a different Bible verses. So maybe you can look at the Bible verse and see how that relates to your life at this Christmas time, or maybe for 2017. So the kids are going to help me distribute these. So my elf for today, Elisma, is going to hand them to the kids. Now you guys can grab a couple in your hand, and then you're going to run around and give everyone here today one of these. Okay? You're going to help me with that. Now, people at the back of the church, there's a Christmas tree as well with some of these on it. Just to kind of show you what you can actually do with these special things. What I want you to do as well is don't take the tree. But I would love for all of these to be gone by the time we go home. So if you want to take a number of these and give them to friends, give them to family, hand them out, throw them out of the car for people to pick up or whatever. I don't want them to stay in the church. But first of all, I'd love each of you to have one. So kids, you're going to help me hand these out? Okay, come and get some from your listener. Some more to some others as well. If you want some at the back of the tree, you can go and grab some there and hand out too. Go and grab some at the tree. Go and grab some at the tree and hand them out. There's plenty at the tree. Go and grab some at the tree, Lily. Those who didn't get any at the tree, there's more there, so go and grab some of there and then hand them out.
Well, thank you, Leon, for making these. I'm going to treasure them, and they'll be a good spot in home for it. All right. We'll finish off today with one more carol, Joy to the World. It's a great carol, and it declares about how we have such joy because Christ has come. Leon, is there offering at all? Yeah. So.